Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, staff in tears and residents looking for a new home. The nursing director of one private nursing home in Mayo tells us about the impact of their decision to close. Lead, nickel and chemicals harmful to brain development, what laboratory tests found in used vapes. Borrowing less for more expensive homes, Brian Hayes from the Banking Federation on what's happening in the mortgage market. Knitting, spinning and putting shoes on a horse, John Cook finds out if we've lost the skills we knew so well in the past. And from strawberry crumble ice cream to pink lemonade ice pops, Shane Smith has lots of ideas to use up the in-season berries over the next few weeks. Our text number 51551. You can email todaycb@rte.ie. First this morning, cabinet tensions appear to be rising on two key issues, according to reports today. Fianna Fáil is smarting at Fine Gael's suggestions that the surplus cash should be spent on tax breaks, while unease is growing amongst ministers that the government is losing control of the migrant crisis. Well, here to tell us more about both issues is Craig Hughes, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Good morning, Craig. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Claire.
So let's start with this issue around the surplus, because when he was finance minister, Pascal Donoghue faced pressure and accusations from some of his party colleagues that he was too prudent and he wasn't spending enough. It seems those same Fine Gael members are now directing their ire at the Fianna Fáil finance minister, Michael McGrath.
Yes, I think this all stemmed, of course, from the opinion piece in the Irish Independent by the three junior ministers. I think everyone was surprised when they saw that, this type of megaphone approach to getting your demands out there. I noted on your programme that Peter Burke, one of the signatories, said he hadn't said that to Minister McGrath.
Yeah. The
fact that they had the approval of the Taoiseach, or that he was aware of it, has sent shockwaves throughout the party. I was talking to one veteran of the party yesterday who said it was politically petulant. It just doesn't seem like a very good way to do business at a time when there's already so many fractious issues within the coalition.
Mm-hmm. And how's it going down in Fianna Fáil?
I mean, Minister McGrath was on RT last night. He described it as an unusual approach. Talking to people around him, they're very surprised by it. I mean, it's a long way between now and the budget. Like, what are we going to see next week? And lead into it? Are we going to get into some sort of auction politics leading up to it? But I think it's a very clear and actually, Patrick Costello, the Green Party TD on Virgin Media last night, said it was simply a political stunt. And I think what you have here is a realisation that it is looking like it is going to be not a very good election day return for either of the two main coalition parties. They know that they're going to be fishing out of the same pool electorally when it comes to their sort of voter base. And now it really is a case of one-upmanship and say who can take ownership for putting money back in people's pockets.
So you would say then what's behind this is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael both trying to carve out their own electoral niche, but also that threat of Sinn Féin.
Mm, exactly. And I mean, from the junior ministers put that out there, I mean, they can say if anything similar eventually comes into the budget, they can say, look, regardless of it being a cross-government approach, we got that done, that we mm-hmm. can sell that to their electorate. But I don't think that's going to go down well with Minister McGrath as he's putting the final touches on
now the other issue that's creating huge tension is one that you're reporting on the front page of the Mail this morning. Fears amongst cabinet ministers that government is losing control of the migrant crisis. So what are those fears based on? What are they saying?
Yeah, well I mean, it goes back to the communications around this, and I'm not talking about the communications to local communities. That's been trashed out is a clear issue. I mean, if we take last week, for example, we had the government publicly and privately undercutting each other. It started on Monday with the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar coming out saying there wasn't enough Garda resources to police these protests. Minister for Justice Simon Harris came hours later saying that there was, backed up by Eamon Ryan and Minister Roderick O'Gorman. Then on Tuesday at Cabinet, there was some pressure put on Minister O'Gorman by the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who were questioning him over what he had done with a lot of vacant sites or vacant properties that had been given to him. A day later, Wednesday, we were at a press conference with Minister Gorman. He says, well, any of that medium to long term stuff is the responsibility of the housing minister. So we're at a situation now where more than a year into this crisis, and there's this kind of, you know, past the parcel of political responsibility on this. And sources were talking to me were saying, you know, if we had a COVID style approach, one, the Government Information Service in the Department of Taoiseach would be rubber stamping all the communications on this, and, you know, a kind of task force that was there previously would make it kind of apolitical.
And is there a resistance coming from somewhere to that COVID style response?
I mean, this was put to the Taoiseach previously at the very start of this, and he, I think his line was that, you know, okay, we're not going to shut down the country like we did for COVID, and it's a different situation. But I think at the heart of this, you know, we have to look at the political impact it's having. No one wants to take political responsibility of this. There's an election coming. It's most of the time you're kind of firefighting and not getting credit for any of the work you do. I mean, the Taoiseach has also said that, look, he says, oh, I'm spearheading this. I chair a sub-cabinet committee within his department. The last time I met was the 4th of May. Mm-hmm. Now, look, there's a senior officials meeting weekly. He says he talks to the leaders. But there's a real sense within cabinet that there is no cohesive response to this. And I think the events of last week, whereby he had a minister saying, you know, the long-term accommodation isn't mine, when a cabinet, other ministers are saying it is. I mean, that's the crux of the issue.
Yeah,
here.
Like Leo Varadkar, when he was here last week, it was nuanced really what he was saying. He was saying that the Department of Integration is leading on this, but the Department of the Taoiseach coordinates the response. That's slightly different to saying that his department is leading on it, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, but he was pointing to that sub-cabinet committee. And I mean, that's a committee that meets once a month. And I was talking to people with knowledge of that committee, they say, look, that's where you go and you count for your work. But they didn't say it was a very effective mechanism of leading this response. Mm-hmm.
Now, he also told the Dáil, this is Leo Varadkar yesterday, he wants to see swift deportation orders for failed asylum seekers. There's no sense, though, is there, that would have a material impact on the accommodation requirements now?
Well, I mean, the bulk of the accommodation requirements are still going to be for Ukrainian refugees, so it doesn't come into play there. The level of international protection applicants is down quite significantly since the start of the year. But I think his comments, I think he wants to give the message that, you know, we don't have an open borders policy. We have processes in place. If you are an economic migrant coming here, you need to apply for a work permit. You can't come in this way. I think what he was saying was, look, we're going to show that the process is fair. And I think, in a sense, that is needed to reassure people that the asylum seekers that we take are genuine. I think that actually kind of goes away to kind of appeasing some agitators and shows that we have a system and it works.
All right, Craig, thank you very much for coming in today. That's Craig Hughes from the Irish Daily Mail. Coming up next, Brian Hayes will be here from the Banking and Payments Federation.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.